Texte numéro 65. Like a Dream. Successful return of NASA capsule with asteroid sample hailed. Sitting isolated in the arid landscape of the Utah desert, its orange and white parachute cast aside, the OSIRIS-REx capsule was a picture of stillness. Yet all around, scientists were swinging into action, rushing to recover its precious cargo. 4.6 billion-year-old chunks of space rock. Racing towards the scene were four helicopters bearing scientists, engineers, and military safety personnel. Their mission? To recover the capsule as quickly as possible to prevent samples of asteroid Bennu from becoming contaminated by planet Earth. The successful return of the largest asteroid sample ever to be recovered marks the culmination of a 7-year journey in which a robotic spacecraft the size of a transit van was sent to scout out the asteroid Bennu, scoop up samples of its pebbles and dust, and then return them to Earth. What an incredible day this has been, NASA Planetary Science Division Director Lori Glaze said at a news briefing later on Sunday. These types of samples, they are truly the gifts that keep on giving. They are a treasure for scientific analysis for years and years to come, to our kids and our grandkids, and people who haven't even been born yet. Meanwhile, about 20 minutes after the capsule's release, the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft itself set off on a new mission, blasting off to explore another asteroid, Apophis. Professor Neil Bowles of the University of Oxford, who is among the scientists who will be studying the space rocks, said he was relieved to see the sample return capsule on the ground. I'm really excited for the next steps, getting the sample capsule safe in the clean room at Johnson Space Center and then seeing what's inside. So much new science to come, he said. With the rocks that comprise asteroid Bennu thought to be about 4.6 billion years old, the samples contain some of the oldest materials formed in our solar system. What's more, they are known to be rich in carbon-based substances and water-containing minerals. As such, scientists hope the samples will help them understand the ingredients that went into making planets, including our own, and how those materials came together to create environments suitable for life. Crucial to this goal was making sure that the space rocks did not become contaminated by the terrestrial environment. OSIRIS-REx principal investigator Dante Loretta, who was part of the recovery team, added, "It was pulse-pounding. I couldn't be more proud. Not only did we bring this mission in, on schedule, under budget, and delivered more science than we had ever thought was possible with the encounter with Bennu, but we think we've got a lot of sample in that canister." Adapted from The Guardian, September 2023.